朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
when we truly confess that we are powerless and corrupted, we will turn to God.
没有一个人转向耶稣不被改变的。
Anyone who turns to God will be changed.
没有一个不转向圣灵的人不被改变的。
There's no one who turns to the Holy Spirit.Will not be changed.
所以从我们这个人到底是不是柔软谦卑，是不是不住的成长被改变，就看出我们是不是对肉体认识多少。
To know how much we know about the flesh, and that determines how much will be changed by the Holy Spirit.
而这就是我们昨天第一面我们要看见的。
So that was the first thing we're going to see this
morning. 这个肉体对人的个人、家庭、教会造成的伤害是不以言喻的。
The damage that the flesh is causing to the individual family and society is beyond measure.
有些版本我没有办法去分析，也没办法真正去衡量哈。但是我个人认为哈，因为真实没关系。
But now it's only my personal opinion and cannot be measured. It's okay if you don't agree with me.
我认为至少80%-90%以上的基督徒，80%-90%以上的世界活在肉体里。
To me, I believe about 80% or 90% of the Christians live in flesh about 80% or 90% of the time. You may raise your hand if you do not agree with me.
又有一个，你这是什么？我这是什么？我这两个天够我喝3个小时，你慢慢等吧。
Okay, now I can speak for 3 hours.
这是给我的，是给你。没事，对不起啊，这个我昨天晚上对我的咳嗽是拿到十分之十七。
Sorry, the reason why my coffee is about 23 times last night.
80%-90% 的人，80%-90% 的时间是活在肉体里。
I believe about 80%-90% of the Christians spend their time living life in the flesh. About 80%-90%
的人。所以你就晓得为什么我们生活的品质这么糟糕。
That is why the quality of our life is so bad.
你就晓得为什么我们的生命经常这么软弱。
That is why our life is often so weak.
你就晓得为什么我们跟主的关系这么生疏啊！
That is why our relationship with the Lord is so remote.
有一次，波斯波皮是一个很有名的作家啊，一个基督教的作者。
But a very famous Christian writer, Bruce Wilkinson.
就是 Walk Through the Bible 的这个作者啊。
He's the author of the book Walk Through the Bible.
有一次，很大的一个基督教的 conference 的聚会里面当讲员。
When he was speaking at a very large Christian conference.
他在那个大会的主席，总之不行。是上千人的那种聚会。
As he walked into the conference, there were about thousands of people.
不是说问题是就当隔壁这个主席，他说你觉得他说在这个大会的里面，他说我30%-80%以上的人跟主之间没有正常的关系。
And then he said to the chairman of the conference, I believe about 70% or 80% of people here do not have intimate and personal relationship with
God. 主席很不服气，他说这些人是自愿来的，不是强迫的。从美国各地来的是有些追求主的人。
The chairman did not agree. He said, these people came here voluntarily from all over the nation.
他说我们来问他们。
And then a person says, if you don't believe, we will ask them later.
果然那天会说80%-90%的人承认他们跟主之间有正常关系。
And it turns out about 70-80% of people there that they confess that they do not have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
连稳定的灵修生活都没有，更不要说能够不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
They do not even have regular devotional life, let alone not walking according to the flesh, but the spirit.
有些人虽然从肉体出来的，他是不服神的律法，也不能服，只是与神为仇的。
Anything out of the flesh cannot follow, obey the Holy God, and they cannot obey the God.
所以仇敌上的人类今天天天花功夫、花钱、花时间去解决问题，但是却不解决我们根的问题。
They cannot obey the Lord.And then they are against God. That is why enemies are trying to tempt us to spend all our effort to try to solve the problem outside.
然后我们去学习怎么当好丈夫，学习怎么当好太太，学习怎么样子去得到心灵的医治。可是我们却没有解决我们真正生命里面的问题。
We try a lot of effort to learn how to be good husbands and wives, and try to solve our emotional problems without looking at the root cause of our
problem. 就是我们今天讲到，我们不光要真正认识问题的，我们一起来讲坏话、无能、与世为仇三件事情。
So we need to know、that the flesh is corrupted, powerless, and endless.
你不跟肉体争战，肉体已经胜过你了，因为情欲跟圣灵相争，他们 always 一直在争的。
Even without engaging the war with the flesh, you already lose. The flesh always loses in the war.
我为什么说80%的时间我们活在肉体里面？因为我们不觉得有争战。
Why do I say that about 70 or 80% of time we spend in the flesh?Because we are not aware, we don't feel the
flesh.
We're very used to the life in the flesh. It takes time and then be very conscious in the mind to live in the spirit. 2 years ago, our family visited Australia.
We have to drive on the left side.
We spent our 25th anniversary there, even though we had to speak on the day of anniversary.
So, at the time of the
ceremony, after our speaking engagement, we took 2 days off.And then the host there insisted that they would take us along.
所以你们在美国都是看右边的，你看了快30年右边的车，真的是看左边的。
Because they say, you're used to driving on the right hand side of the road for over 30 years.
他说我们万一你们出事，我们怎么跟这个师傅、这个和尚或者修士们交代？
What if something happens because you're not used to driving on the left hand side?
因为我们当然不答应他。
Of course, we did not agree.
这个法官妈妈说：“这怎么的好了？你们不做我们的事，我们打车你开路，你在后面跟。”
And then they said, "Okay, if you don't want to ride in the same car with us, we will drive ahead of you in another car."
这个就有点像昨天使徒那个虚情实灵啊，他走弯你就走弯，这样就没错了哈。
Just like the example by the lead angels, you may follow the Holy Spirit. You just follow wherever they go.
但是我跟他说不用。然后我出了一段车以后，我就在车子旁边花了2-3分钟，把自己的思想出出来。
After renting a car, I spent about So when you drive on the left hand side, you really have to pay attention, be very conscious about it.
我们两个人觉得是
My two sons on the track, those are just
powerful.
It takes an effort.
所以当你要不随从肉体的时候，对我们来说都是发功夫的。
So whenever we want to not walking according to the flesh, it takes an effort.
所以你发现我们 so easy 掌握我们的心，因为很多时候我们在肉体的情形。
So if we easily go through our lives,Because we live in the realm of flesh. So we need to be turned and converted. But the Holy Spirit came to help us. So that our mind will not be on the things of the flesh, but So we have to know.The death of Christ that encompasses all things, and in that death we are crucified with Christ already.
从此以后，我们不吃肉体的债，去顺从他的旨意。
From here on, we are no longer debtors to the flesh to obey it.
因为顺从肉体的必要死。
Anyone who lives by the flesh will die.
我们不仅仅不欠他的债，是顺从他。
Not only that, we are no longer debtors to the flesh to obey it.
我们反而可以靠着圣灵赐死自己的恶行。
But by the Holy Spirit, we can put to death the deeds of the flesh.
所以那些肉体的表现、肉体的思想、肉体的各样的情形，我们可以靠着圣灵不断的让它被摧毁掉。
So by the Holy Spirit, we can continually put to death or disable the manifestation of the flesh.
最亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要看见的实质，不是只是我们观念中受苦。
So we have to know that the path is not just to suffer. But this is very positive aspect.
啊、受苦的念念的确是我们要为主要舍己背起十字架奔前主活着为耶稣
Yes, on one hand we might suffer as we take down ourselves and carry our cross and follow Jesus
但是十字架有它更积极荣耀喜乐的一面
But there's a more positive and joyful side of the cross
就叫我们活着是基督
So that we may live as Christ
所以苦难不是神的目的
So the suffering is not the goal of God
基督才是神的目的
Christ is the purpose of God
不再是我不是神的目的
No longer I is not the purpose of God
你是基督才是目的
But Christ is the goal
倒空不是目的拆毁不是目的
To be empty is not the goal
充满建造才是神的目的
To be filled and edified That is the purpose of God
所以神今天在我们身上一直做一个工作在我们脱离肉体的辖制然后进入生命里面的释放
So today God is continually working on one thing is so that we can be set free from the bondage of the flesh and to be like God
神就是要除去旧造改进新造
Cross get rid of the old creation and bring forth the new creation
除去肉体的辖制带进生命里的释放
To get rid of the bondage of the flesh, to bring forth the freedom in the Holy Spirit.
现在弟兄姊妹，我们今天要展开进到我们这个第二个大题目，叫做死随从圣灵。
So today we will look at the second part, walk according to the Spirit.
所以我们说过，我们要有第一楼的认识的保险，除去肉体，除去罪恶，除去我们一切所有的。
So we need to have the knowledge on the first level through the precious blood, we get rid of our sins.
好，然后我们坚持一下，我们被带进圣灵里的自由。
And through the cross, we are led into the freedom in the Holy Spirit.
那今天早上我们讲是随从圣灵，我只能很简短的提三个点。
Today, as we talk about walking according to the Spirit, I mentioned three things.
将来在我的时期里面，我会讲的更细。
In the future, I'll go into more detail.
当我们要讲到是随从圣灵的时候
，As we talk about only according to the Spirit,
我们提到三件重要的事情。
Three things we need to know.
第一件事情，我们需要对于圣灵的内住要有真实的认识。
First, we need the true knowledge and indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
知道圣灵的内住是一个巨伟大的事实。
To know that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the greatest truth.
圣灵住在人里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives within us.
这件事情重要到一个地步。
Which is so important.
保罗说：“岂不知？”
Paul said, "Don't you know?"
就是你岂可以不知道
？How can you not know?
一个人有几个指头啊
How many fingers do you have?
我们都知道十个指头
No, no, we have 10
很容易的
It's very easy
这个用手摸火或者烧每个人都知道
You get burned if you touch the fire Everyone knows
好，所以你小孩子幼稚不知道他伸上去
The child being foolish might touch the fire
他马上就会被烫到
And then he will get burned easily
所以保罗讲这个尤其是像这种生活里面应该知道的事情。
So when Paul says, "Don't you know?" He talks as if this is a very common thing.
这岂不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头。
And he says, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit comes from God."
我想问我们在座的每一个人，包括孩子们啊。
Let me ask every one of you here.
有没有人不知道你家里人住在哪些？
Please raise your hand if you do not know who lives in your house.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Yeah, you all know that there are adults and kids.
我们一定知道我家里面住谁。
We all know who lives in our house.
好，那如果不是我的家，今天有客人要来。
So if we have a guest.
什么样子的客人来，也会让你里面有完全不同的感受。
The guest might affect how you feel.
就是今天你讲到他们那个。侯小姐，他们一直到我们家来聚的时候，他到台南一定到我们家去。
Last night, Brother Dean mentioned about Miss Ho, but she used to come to visit my house also.
我们家后院有一棵，那棵方面很清楚。我们家后院有一棵木瓜树，那是一棵木瓜树的木瓜。
We had a papaya tree in the backyard, and she loved the papaya from that tree.
我每次听到她有来的时候，我们几天前的水果都不吃，我在等她。
Whenever we heard that she was coming, that we would refrain from eating that for many days.
每次在我们吃木瓜的时候，她那个满脸喜的感谢的模样，真的很可爱。
I still remember she being so lovely whenever she ate the papaya from our house.
如果 这个是别的客人来，那我们就不见得皇后把留给他，他不是来吃的吗？
And then if there were other guests, we might not save the pot because they might not like them.
今天晚上如果说这个Joseph 去住我们家的话
，Then tonight Joseph's gonna spend the night in my home.
那我们可能也会很紧张，因为是小孩子的朋友，对不对
？Then we might not be very nervous because she's a friend of my son.
如果我说我今天晚上去住张宇家的话
，But if I say I'm gonna spend the night at John's house tonight,
oh, 我只是假设
，I'm just assuming.
他可能房子会变得比较干净一点。
Maybe his house will be cleaner.
然后他早上可能会起得比较迟一点。
Maybe he might get up earlier.
他可能对 Esther 会温柔很多。
Might be more gentle to Esther.
他可能很多的表现都不一样，因为余弟兄今天就不在。
He might act differently because brother you just spent the day in my house.
对不对
？Isn't that true?
真的是。那可能换了一个另外一个他今天带着这个 Jeffrey 去住他家，他今天又是去哪里
了？
保罗说：“岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿啊，圣灵从神而来，住在你们里面。”
The apostle says, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit from God lives within you."
伟大的客人是宇宙的主啊。
This great guest is the Lord of the universe.
整个宇宙因为他说有就有了。
Universe was made by him because of his word.
他在天上天使不敢看他，通通趴在地上跪着敬拜他。
In heaven, none of the angels dare to look at him. They all prostrate to worship him.
而我们吃的是拜坏的人，耶稣是一位伟大的神，自然可能道成肉身，身体复活以后重新住在我们的心中。
And yet, the great of Jesus Christ after resurrection is willing to live in us.
保罗想到这个，他的那个激动声音表达不出来，他就用岂不知？难道你不知道吗？
We cannot imagine the excitement of Paul when he says that. Don't you know?
有了这个，我们还吃什么
？With this, what else do you need?
有了这个，我们还怕什么
？With this, what else are you afraid?
有了耶稣的爱，我们整个人是不一样的。
Jesus, our entire life has changed.
所以我们需要知道耶稣的主，基督是不能当道理的。
We have to know that Jesus lives in us. This is not.
然后我们一起来读这节最重要的圣经，是用启示录读的哈，约翰福音14:16-17。
Let's read this important passage, John chapter 14, verses 16-17.
我们一起读中文英文的翻译。
Let's all read together.
我要求父，父就给我赐给你们一位宝贵师，叫他永远与你们同在。就是真理的圣灵，世人不能接受，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？是给我们另外一位宝贵师。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that God is giving us another helper? Brother, the last night mentioned about five things of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Since we cannot see him,
Jesus said, 世上的人因为看不见他，不认识他。
Jesus says, the world does not know him or see him.
请问我们看得到他吗？从外面我们也能看到他。但是我们是怎么知道他住在我们里面？
How do we know that he lives within us?
我们却怎么样是能够确认和接受呢？
How can we receive?
因为这里提的两件很重要的事。
Oh, this passage mentions two things.
第一个，因为他的存在。
First, because he is present.
第二个，因着他的运势。
And because of his good quality.
所以我们能够经历他的心声。
So we get to enjoy and experience him.
都是看不到的。
Yes, we cannot.
从肉身来说，世人看不到，我们也看不到。
Our world, the world does not see nor hear.
但是为什么世人不能接受他，我们是能接受他
？Why is that the world does not receive him, but we can receive him?
因为他的同在，因为他的内住。
Because of his presence and his involvement.
圣灵来。
Holy Spirit came.
重要的事情就是把耶稣的同在变为真实。
He actualized the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ.
一个人被圣灵充满，一个最直接的感觉就是活在神荣耀的同在中。
The most direct feeling of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that we live in the presence of God.
所以很多人错误的追求圣灵，在追求一个感觉，一个经历。
So many people pursue in the wrong thing, they pursue the feeling of an
experience.
So forever we shall pursue
Jesus. Because
our mind focused on Jesus.
We
will discover the Holy Spirit will bring us into His
presence.
We cannot say that He does not exist because we
have to do that.
Because the professor at college who is an atheist, he said, God, we cannot see, we cannot touch, therefore there is no
God.
And of a very courageous Christian student stood up.
His
professor, do you have a brain? The professor was enraged. Of course I do have a brain. Have you seen or touched or heard your brain? Yes, it does exist. But no one has brought it out to take a look. I feel that I'm smart not because I've seen my big brain. And then you cannot feel you're dumb because you see your brain being very small. We know that we do have
brain.
But we don't have a heart. You may be very young and without much knowledge, but you know that they are
good.
When Aaron and David were gone, we bought the toy doctor kit. And I pretended to lie on the ground and call 911 so they would come
to
me. Trust me, we all grow from immaturity
too.
So they were trying to rescue me and listen to me. They don't know where my heart is, so listen to my
speech.
Being foolish and being deceived by the enemy for too long. Actually, the Lord's been there forever. He's been there all
the time.
But the spark says that the most of the scheme of the enemy is to deceive. So what is deception? You think you have, but you do not. You do not know, but yet you think you do. You do not understand, but you think you do
understand.
That's why Paul says, we think we know, but actually we do not.
We say we know the
indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but actually we do
not.
We agree that our body is corrupted, but we do not really know how corrupted it is.
真知道我们就不一样。
If we truly know, we will be different.
我们比的另外一面就是我们
The other side of another thing about deception is that we do have and then we do not do. So we often pray that, oh Lord, please come into my heart. But He's already there. And that is deception. Once an older brother asked his younger brother and sisters, what is the greatest thing in the world? Josh, what is it?
Jeffrey呢?
What is the greatest thing in the world, Jeffrey?
Mountain.
These younger brothers and sisters get all things and then all wrong.
The
greatest thing is your eyelid. As you close your eyelid, it blocks out everything in the world. You fool. That is the work of the enemy when the eyes of your the spiritual eyes closed. Everything is
gone.
We cannot inherit the great inheritance or enjoy the blessings or the great Lord.
So the first thing we need to
know is that the indwelling of the Holy
Spirit. May the Lord
give us the spirit of wisdom and
understanding.
That we may
choose to be
that we enlighten the eyes of our heart.
Let's
spend 1 minute.
That you will not
listen to the sermon, but only do one thing. Focus all of your attention, your emotion to there's a great gift within us that has been neglected by us for a long time.
So, 2 things.
Two things we do.
第一个,
first,
赞美就是平时神家要凭感觉,
praise by faith, praise.
赞美是他的内句,
praise and thank.
就是说我怎么信我说耶稣我谢谢你这样的将杯子就在我的里面
Just believe whatever he says. Lord, thank you for being humble and come into my heart.
第二件事情求他帮助我越来越真实的体会宝贝神圣他这个内疚
That I can to help us to know gradually to get to know more and enjoy more experience more of his
involvement.
The Holy Spirit is here. We ask him to help us.
Let's
spend 1 minute and 5 minutes. A very pure faith. Thank you. Let's thank him.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
How do you feel? You
feel like dying?
The
love is so real.
He's
here with us forever.
He's
always waiting for us to turn and to be near to
him.
But this satisfaction of meeting him in such a short time cannot be compared with anything
else.
The enemy comes to make us busy in so many
things. And we're
attracted by so many other
things. And we spend our time
being busy with all these things that can be corrupted or
ruined. But
often praise the indwelling of Jesus.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将《活在耶稣里》福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。